Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Tanaka is not coming back to the Bronx. Masahiro Tanaka has signed a multi-year extension to stay in Japan, Evan. Can you guess what team he's playing for?
Well, it's got to be the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks, my Japanese baseball team.
No, sir. The SoftCocks did not sign Masahiro Tanaka. Sorry about that.
Oh.
Nope. The Rakuten Eagles did.
Is that what team he was on last year?
I guess so, yeah. So he's the Rakuten Golden Eagles.
Golden. Say, so he had no interest in coming back to the States?
Well, obviously not.
No, I'm asking aloud.
I think the Yankees would have brought him back, yeah.
I think other teams would, too.
Yeah. So he decided to stay home.
Good for him. There's no lockout in Japan, so that's
good.
They
use a smaller ball there, though.
Okay.
Time now for the Friday at 5 o'clock blame poll. Play it, boys.
What we need to do now is get focused and stop pointing fingers. You're a problem. You're a real, real problem.
All right.
Look what you did, you little jerk. What the hell is wrong with you people?
I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart.
It is absolutely 150% your fault.
Don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times.
Okay, it's blame poll time. Evan Roberts, I've got the special blame poll tape out.
Oh, nice.
You get to go first.
Do you know who I'm going to blame?
I have no idea.
I mean, because you may wonder, as a Brooklyn Net fan, despite my unimpressiveness with their start, they are the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. Would I blame anybody on the Nets? With the New York Mets signing Max Scherzer and the offseason they've had, is there anyone I blame on the Mets? The Jets won a football game. Would I blame the Jets? Am I going to blame COVID because the Islanders have had so many cases? So the question is, who am I going to blame? I'm going to blame the main culprit for the fact that there's a lockout right now. And that's not Tony Clark.
Oh, you
and that's not Hal Steinbrenner. I'm going to blame
this is a disgrace.
Rob Manfraud, the biggest fraud we have.
Stop.
Thank you, Rob. Thanks for that letter you sent us as baseball fans. Sent us a letter. Did you read the letter?
No.
As Tony Clark said, I wish he spent as much time negotiating as he did on the letter.
Because Tony Clark's calling him left and right to get a deal done.
Okay. I'm sure he is.
Okay, so go ahead. Take Joe Douglas's name down.
Joe, you're coming down.
Because that was last week's blame poll nominee. And you're putting Robert Manfred as if it doesn't take two to tango. All right, there you go. So the first vote this week on the Von Rohr blame poll is Rob Manfred.
Why don't you text him and let him know?
Which shows that you're completely out of touch.
Oh, stop. Really?
Yeah.
Ask the baseball fan right now.
Yeah.
If you had to blame one person for the work stoppage, only one.
It's not even a work stoppage.
There's a lockout.
It's December 3rd.
Can the Yankees make a free agent signing, Craig?
They didn't before.
Can the Mets sign Chris Bryant now?
It's like, call me in March. If they're not talking in March, then we can blame people.
Okay.
But on December 3rd, nobody cares if there's
a
lockout.
Here's the problem. Right now,
except for my honey buddy, Rachy Rach.
Right now, in this moment, that's the person I'm mad at.
Okay.
That's the person I'm blaming.
But you don't like him going into it. So it's just an excuse to blame somebody you already don't like.
He's not a great commissioner.
I think he's a fantastic commissioner.
Okay.
He might be the best commissioner since Uberoff.
Oh, my goodness.
How about me getting Uberoff's name out, though?
What's his first name?
Pete.
There you go.
That's my guy.
Peter Uberoff.
I have a different nominee for blame poll.
Yeah.
And I think mine's quite obvious. Oh, I put the tape on wrong. See? It's so obvious. He's the problem. You know, Allen Iverson was the answer. My guy, his nickname is The Problem.
The Problem.
Yes. And The Problem is Julius Randle.
He went from King and Julius to The Problem.
Julius Randle proved again yesterday why he's the problem. He's our best player, but you can't count on him at the end of a game to take us home. Last night, misses two free throws, has a turnover after they fight back down more than 20. Against the Nets, gets a bad technical foul call in a game that the Knicks have a chance to win. 4 minutes to go, misses a wide open three. Julius Randle is the problem. That's his new nickname here at the New York Knicks. As I said, AI was the answer. Julius Randle is the problem. We can't win with Julius.
What is your issue with the tape?
He has no idea how to tape it. The tape seems to be the problem.
Yeah. I mean, what is your problem? You've used 18 pieces of tape on Julius Randle, and you still haven't even attempted
That's
to put it on the blame
pole. Julius Randle is.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. All right.
All right, finally, you ready?
All right, play the music, boys. Julius Randle goes on the blame poll because he's our best player and the one guy we can't count on when the game is coming down to the last couple minutes. Julius Randle, the problem. Blame it on the Randle. Now, if you'd like to add yours, we only do it for one segment, so clear out the lines, Tommy. Who do you want to blame, and what are you blaming him for? 877-337-6666. I was so ticked off last night. It was bad enough, the technical foul call against the Nets, the missed three. Last night, the Knicks fight all the way back, and I know he had 30 points and 12 rebounds and whatever it was, 5 or 6 assists last night, and that's the problem. People are going to read the stat line, not watch the game, and say, oh, Julius Randle had a great game last night.
He was part of the reason he came back.
Yes. But when we had a chance to close out the Bulls and win a game we had to win. We're a 500 basketball team right now.
Yes.
Julius Randle, and I don't know why they do it. It boggles my mind why he has to have the ball in his hands the entire final two minutes.
Craig.
Give the ball up.
You're not wrong with a lot of what you're saying, but here's the inherent issue. Shouldn't you be mad at the guy who says this is the player we need to have be our best player to win?
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when the Knicks signed Julius Randle 2.5 years ago, nobody looked at him and said that's the best player on a championship-caliber
team. And I give him credit for becoming a great player.
Okay, so he's gotten better.
Yes.
He's raised the bar. So how can you now be mad at him for being something that he's not? Does that not make sense what I'm saying to you?
I hear you. It's like I said earlier. It's like a woman you can live with, you can't live without, right? Julius Randle's that guy. Like, without Julius Randle, 500, forget about it.
Right.
You know, we're a lottery team.
Right.
And I say that saying, I think Obi Toppin is a good young player. Quickly, he's a good young player. They need to develop, obviously. RJ's been out, you know, sick, whatever it is, and that clearly would have made a difference. Not that he's a great shooter, but RJ Barrett.
He would have made a difference on DeMar last night because DeMar DeRozan did whatever he wanted.
I agree. So I recognize we were a little shorthanded, no RJ last night, but I can't see this. It's like Groundhog's Day. Like, and I don't know, for all the stuff that Thibodeau does that we love, it's amazing how he doesn't fix that. Like, why he tolerates that. Like, he put Kemba Walker on the bench. You know why? Because he deserves to be there.
So what do you want to do? Want to bench Julius Randle?
No,
Obi?
But you got to get the message to Julius Randle, know your role.
Which is what?
Which is, if you get a rebound under 2 minutes to go and I got point guards on the floor, give them the ball.
Point guards on the floor.
You're
Isn't
not
that part of the problem? Think about who the point guards are.
I got guys who are better ball handlers on the court than Julius Randle.
Unfortunately.
Do I not? Is Alec Burks a better ball handler than Julius Randle?
Alec Burks is not a point guard,
is
though.
Is he a better ball handler? Of course he is.
I understand what you're saying, but it's part of a flawed roster. That's why I'm not saying you should put Leon Rose on the blame pole. He hasn't done a bad job. No one's saying he has. But the roster's flawed. You're asking Julius Randle to be DeMar DeRozan or Kevin Durant or an elite-level closer, and the reality is he's not.
And he gets blamed for it.
All right.
Because it's back-to-back games. He's part of the reason we're in the game, and he's a good part of the reason we lost the game. And I'm sick and tired of, you know, well, I'm going back 2 games. I got to stop. Ancient history.
Get over it.
The technical
lost.
Foul pisses me off.
Wow.
All right? Pisses me off. All right? And, yeah, I am tired of hearing about the referees, too. I know he said last night, and he said, no disrespect to you asking the question. I don't want to talk about it anymore. We didn't lose the game last night because they didn't call foul because guess what? They did call a foul, and he went to the free throw line. And what did he do?
He missed big free throws last night.
Right. So we can use the refs as an excuse if we want to. It doesn't change the fact we lost games. And we also saw it happen against Brooklyn. It's history. Last night, the referees made a call. He had a chance to go to the line and make a difference at the line. He missed both. That's not the ref's fault, guys. Sorry. If you want to bitch about the refs, and the refs are going to put you on the line, you better make your free throws. Because then you can't have it both ways.
The turn on Julius has been something to watch. I must say.
No, I'm the only guy doing it.
No, I'm talking about you.
No, I was never the biggest Julius Randle guy.
Oh.
Go back and listen to the tapes. Oh. I do all the time.
As the Knicks were rising up the standings last year, we hear, trust me, you loved King Julius. He was your guy.
No, listen. I appreciate what he did last year.
Yes.
But I never once referred to Julius Randle as a franchise difference maker.
I'm not saying you did. I'm saying that the love affair that occurred last year has now turned into the harsh reality and criticism of what he is.
You know why? Because last year, there were no expectations. All of a sudden, you get the 4 seed, get into the playoffs, and you felt like, we may be wrong on it, we felt like, hey, wait a minute, we're going to be better this year.
Right.
For a lot of reasons.
Right.
You know, younger
you
players.
You improved your roster.
Younger players getting older. We think we improved our roster.
Right. Not
experience, all that stuff, right? And now we're looking at a team that is maybe not as good as last year.
Well, right now they're 11-11, but I do respect that you're angry because this morning I was listening to Licata, who I love, and he was like, guys, why are we upset? We've been terrible for 20 years. We should just be happy we're 11-11.
That's that moral victory crap that I don't stand for.
Garbage.
You know, I remember last year when this was our theme song, when the Knicks would take the court. Rise like the wind, I'll rise up. Yeah, remember this last year? And Julius would come through the tunnel with all that smoke and blow a kiss to his wife and son. Rise up! And the Garden crowd rose up!
There was no one in the Garden crowd.
All right, we'll go with it. Right? And now we're like, okay, we rose up for you, JR. We see the commercials with you and your beautiful son. You were in that from last year. Close out a goddamn game. 11-11. Sal Licata yelling. All he does is yell anyway. Right? Well, I'm happy we're 11-11. Yeah, well, I'm not. Okay, there you go.
Some may say, from bing bong to ping pong.
How long have you been sitting on that one?
Weeks.
Where'd you hear that? Someone gave you that line.
Buddy of mine, Mike Bisaglia. Who hates the Knicks more than anything.
Fat bastard Mike Bisaglia.
He's not fat. He's actually
skinny. I apologize. Good looking guy, too. He's like a model for blind people. No, I'm sure he's a nice guy.
I don't know,
so I'm just teasing. Yeah.
You love that, though.
From bing bong to ping pong, it's a great line.
Hey, to the Post of the Daily News, if the Daily News still exists, Newsday, if you're not charging us, you can use that.
All right, here we go. Let's run through them quick. Blame poll Friday. Chris is in Forest Hills. Chrissy Bodes, who's on the blame poll?
Well, yeehaw, boys. How you doing?
All right.
I got Zach Wilson on the blame poll, and it's a happy blame poll because There's no one else to blame. We got a good GM.
Now, you don't understand the concept of the blame poll, sir. What pisses you off? What are you angry about? The New York Jets won a game. He wasn't great, but they won a game. You can't say I'm putting Zach Wilson on the blame poll because things are good. What are you talking about?
I'm talking. I'm happy with Joe Douglas, who's swindling people left and right for players. And when Zach Wilson isn't playing, we were one of the
what
best offenses.
What country are you living in? Like, did you go? Are you okay? Did you have a lobotomy?
Look, I'm a meatball fan. It's what I do.
I'm a meatball fan too.
Yeah, I love this team.
Chris, it's I love the team. Evan loves the team. You love the team. Great. But what? Douglas has been swindling other teams out of great players?
I mean, the Jamal Adams trade, I'll give you. But
how long are we living on that one, by the way?
For a while.
Well, I guess, we're going to live on it once we get that draft.
Yeah, once the picks run out, then we stop.
Yeah, like, what are we talking about? You've ruined the whole concept of blaming people. We blame others because we feel good about ourselves. That's what this whole exercise is about. Right?
That seemed too complimentary. I was confused.
He likes meatballs? I do like how he snuck that in there.
He did.
And by the way, I also happen to like meatballs.
Right.
All right. Go to Lots of Balls in Metuchen, New Jersey. Or their sister restaurant, Seville, one of the great Italian restaurants in all of Metuchen, if not the greatest. There you go. I went out there. I saw those guys. Nice. Very, very nice. Here's Jeff in Connecticut. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Craig, Evan, how are you?
Okay, what's up?
Listen, I understand we're in lockout now, so the point is probably moot, but I would like to put Brian Cashman at the top of that blame pool.
Okay, yeah, walk us through why.
Because as I sit and I watch all the other teams in the league, especially that team across the city, make moves and take the headlines day in, day out.
Right.
Mark Malusis is losing his mind at the midday.
Right.
I would love, and the biggest thing we did was retain Gary Sanchez. As I sit here in traffic on the LIE, all I could do is think about how we did nothing before this lockout.
That's fair.
And now we got to wait months.
That's fair.
That's not fair.
Well, no, Jay.
It's like,
Craig.
Here's why it's not fair.
What?
It's like saying, after the first quarter of a game, we suck.
No,
and
no,
not letting
no.
the game finish.
No, because I'll use it
it's
to your example.
Yes, it is.
Julius Randle is 22 games into a season.
Yeah.
What if he turns it around and wins the MVP, Craig?
Great.
Okay, that's all Jeff is saying with Cashman.
No,
right now, he's
example.
Pissed at him. Of course, just because you disagree
you
doesn't mean it's a bad example.
You can't be pissed at Cashman until free agency in the offseason's over.
How could you tell the guy what he can be pissed at?
Because I'm his boss. That's how. I'm in charge.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I understand if you're frustrated because you saw what the Mets did, but what did the Red Sox do that pissed you off?
You got a point there.
Okay, what did the Tampa Bay Rays do that pissed you off? What did the Baltimore Orioles do that pissed you off?
Oh, no, nothing. I feel bad for those guys.
Right. What did the Toronto Blue Jays do that pissed you off?
That's besides the point.
No, it's not. That is the point.
I thought you were a Yankee fan, Craig.
He's not.
I am a Yankee fan.
Fraud!
But
then you should be right up there with me.
Why? All the Yankees have ever done since I became a fan was win.
Not playoff games.
That's all they've ever done. Like, you got, it's amazing to me how the, like, if the Yankees don't get the benefit of the doubt, then we're all screwed. Because all they do is produce winners, and this offseason isn't over yet.
Then, Craig.
So what are you people bitching about?
Craig, how come 2 weeks ago, when I put Sandy Alderson on the blame poll, you didn't give the same passionate defense of, the offseason hasn't even started, Evan. They may sign Max Scherzer.
I forget why you put him on the blame poll.
I don't remember either.
Okay, well, then I can't
answer
that question.
The point is, how could you tell a Yankee fan, I get it, the offseason isn't over. We're not arguing that point.
And Correa is still gettable.
Craig, allow the guy to say, hey, we're in a lockout now. It ain't going to be settled for a few months. I'm pissed at Cashman.
Why?
He just told you.
There's no reason to be pissed at him, though.
In the moment he's pissed.
It'd be like saying, oh, you know what? We didn't get a first down on that first possession of the game.
Craig,
I'm done with the Jets?
Craig, we're 22 games into the Knicks season. Why are you mad at Julius Randle?
Because he can't close.
Well, how do you know?
Because I watched him not close.
You don't know.
I do know.
What if he closes against the Nuggets tomorrow
afternoon?
Then I'll
say, good job closing, Biggs. That's all. Let's do it again. Yes. This attack on the Yankees is completely baseless.
I just want everyone to realize that so far, the one Jeff blamed, the one our previous caller blamed, and even the one I blamed, they don't count. Not good blames, according to Craig.
You guys don't know how the game works.
Really? I can't blame Rob Manfred?
No, you can't.
I can't. Our last caller can't blame Brian Cashman.
Yeah, how many baseball games have you missed because of the lockout?
None. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Our poor Jeff can't watch Brian Cashman make a signing.
And because of the lockout, you got Max Scherzer and Starling Marte.
Well,
yeah, Rob Manfred sucks if you're a Met fan. I hate the guy.
What a spin job.
Unreal.
What an absolute spin job.
I don't know how you could hate Rob Manfred
because
today.
Because he's a terrible commissioner.
He's a brilliant commissioner.
Because he's proposing to the players 7 playoff teams where they get to pick their opponent.
And
it's
love it.
It's dopey.
It's
doofusness.
You said you liked it.
I never said I liked it.
3 days ago, you're like, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
No.
Well, that was me.
That was me.
Listen, more playoff teams, the better. I love it. And I love Rob Manfred. That's my guy. Love him. Yeah. That's right.
If I put on Twitter right now a poll.
I don't want to know. It's a stupid poll.
Between who you blame more in this moment, Julius Randle or Rob Manfred, who do you think would win the poll?
That's a stupid poll.
Why?
Who you blame more for what?
Well, who deserves more to be on the front of the Carton and Roberts blame poll today?
Let me ask you a question.
Rob Manfred or Julius Randle?
Why don't you blame the Players Association at all for their part in the lockout?
I blame them too. I blame Rob Manfred more.
They're not on the blame poll.
Because leadership starts at the top.
Tony Clark.
I blame part of him, too.
How come he's not on the blame
Because
ball?
I blame Manfred the most. I blame Tony Clark a little bit. Absolutely. I blame the owners,
hold
too.
Hold on a second. Nope, he's not on the poll.
Wait till next week. Maybe he will be.
Maybe he will be. All right. Next week will be another week. Nobody cares that baseball's in a lockout. Nobody cares right now.
I care.
No, you don't.
I'm one person.
Here's why you don't care.
Tell me why.
Because you're not missing anything.
Look, am I devastated? No, I'm not saying I am, but I'd prefer there not be a lockout.
Why?
So that we know that 2022 is going to happen so the offseason can continue. And by the way, so we know what the rules are for next year.
Who cares?
How many playoff teams there's going to be?
Who cares today?
I care!
It's December. Worry about your basketball team.
I'm worried,
trust me. You remember the worst 16-5 team in basketball? Worry about them. Worried about baseball in December.
15 and
it's
6.
It's like worrying about, you know, do I have fireworks for July 4th in December? When it comes around, I'll be like everybody else. I'll go to Pennsylvania and I'll go buy them and I'll transport them back. Just don't tell anybody.
Okay.
Like, we worry about these things
because
9 months
from now. Some of us
now.
In life,
so stupid.
We're very different. Some of us think into the future.
Evan, you have an NBA championship you're trying to win.
I'm worried about that. I'm going to the game tonight. I'm excited.
Are you?
I'm going tomorrow. Yeah.
Really?
My wife's coming to Bolt. She's the greatest wife ever. I love her.
Wow,
I love you, baby.
I'll say, I'm impressed.
What are you impressed
by? I'm impressed.
She's pumped to go tonight.
Islander game last night.
Yep.
Sitting in the boonies tonight for the
boonies?
Nets.
My season tickets are boonies
now? They're garbage.
Excuse me?
I'll tell you why.
What?
You said your season tickets are higher up than the box we have. The box sucks.
Yeah, it's higher up. What's the problem with that?
That's embarrassing.
Did you see the video I took of the James Johnson foul?
I don't think I did.
I think that's what Jerry and Al saw, where they started ripping my seats on the whatever their show's called. The open show.
The warm-up show.
The warm-up show.
Yes.
My bad.
Yeah.
I'm a station guy.
It's okay.
I think the seats are great. Yeah, they're high up, but I like being high up. I like being with the blue-collar fans.
Yeah. Here's Doug in Connecticut. Doug's got a blame poll entry. Go ahead.
Yeah, on the foul poll, we have to put up Kevin Costner for ruining Cal Ripken Jr.'s marriage.
I got no problem with that one. I think that's a solid,
That's a very good one.
Yeah, I think that's a total solid one. Because they did get divorced, ultimately, albeit years later. And we learned that, you know, Cal Ripken's not the most likable guy in the world.
That's the other reason, yeah.
All right, so you're there. We'll count that one on the blame poll today.
I want to put Ripken on the blame poll, not Kevin Costner.
But you're to use your blame poll on Rob Manfred.
Yeah, that's true.
You
want to
take it
that.
Down?
No, I'm proud of Rob Manfred being on that blame poll.
I'll
trust
give you
me.
A piece of paper. You can change it if you want.
No.
You sure?
Most people would agree with me, I think.
Not in December. In March, yes. In December, no.
Well, I'm going to ask you again. If I put a Twitter poll up that said Julius Randle versus Rob Manfred, who deserves more to be on the blame poll for Carton and Roberts, who do you think would
win? Apples and steaks.
What does that mean?
It's not a fair question.
So you're saying you'd lose?
No, I'm saying it's a stupid question.
Why?
Because they're not, you can't compare the two.
Well, we both chose.
An active player who can't close a game for my Knicks versus a 65-year-old commissioner of
versus
the league.
Versus an incompetent commissioner, yes.
What's
that's right.
incompetent about making baseball more exciting?
I don't think he's a good commissioner, dude. I've said this to you before. My opinion, maybe a great guy. I don't think he's a good commissioner. Sorry.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
As wrong as it might be. Did you see Chris Paul's move last night, by the way?
I did not, actually, no.
I don't know.
I know they beat the Pistons last night, and they win a game, which is incredible.
How I can describe this move. So Chris Paul's on, like, the right side of the court, okay? Mm-hmm. He is dribbling against one defender, okay?
Right.
He has a guy on his team maybe 7 feet behind him kind of trailing him, okay?
Okay.
He goes to dribble between his legs, making it look like he's going to just do a bounce pass between his legs to the guy trailing behind him, okay?
All right.
So the defender for Detroit, seeing what he's about to do, plays the bounce pass that he thinks is going to go behind him, right?
Mm-hmm.
But somehow, you got to see this video.
I'm looking for it. I'm going to the highlights of the Suns.
You'll see
game.
It. Somehow, Evan, rather than put it backwards in a bounce pass, he brings the pass around his own leg, okay? So the defender runs behind him. The ball's not there.
That's great.
Dude, it was one of the greatest plays I've seen this year.
He's amazing, bro.
See, if you, and what's he, 30, how old year old?
Like 37 years old.
You got to see this. It's one play, and I hope you see it.
I'm looking for it.
Because it's one of the greatest one-on-one plays I've seen this year. And it, you know, winds an easy layup for him.
It's funny. I'm on the NBA app, and they have highlights of the game, and I haven't even seen it, which just shows how bad of a job they do with when they collect the highlights.
I mean, it was awesome. We'll wrap up the blame poll, give you one more shot to get in on it, and then we got to move on. That's how we do it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
You know, that's how I passed the philosophy test in Syracuse?
Because?
The Blue Book exam, first week of class. I was in the honors program. And they give you these blue booklets, your long essay form tests. And the question was, why? So you got all these, do-gooders, you know, writing like booklet after booklet, answering the great question of why.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little hungover that day, and I wrote, and I put my name on it, and I walked out.
Because?
Because. And
how'd that work out for you?
Not well. But I'm like, so the guy goes, Mr. Carton, after class, we need to have a conversation. I'm going, yeah, great. He goes, if you're not going to take philosophy seriously, he goes, this class isn't going to work out for you. It's still early enough for you to drop the class without harm. And I go, why? And he goes, well, I get, you know.
Those response would have been,
yeah,
because.
Yeah, right. And he goes, the question was why? And I go, and the answer was because. Like, what were you looking for? I thought I won. Right? And I go, and I was debating between writing because or why not. Like, it took me a couple seconds to come up with because, which is the only reason it took me a minute to hand the booklet back to him. And he goes, it's not going to work out here, I'm telling you. He goes, I take this seriously. And I dropped the class. And I remember saying to him, just out of, like, curiosity, like, what were you looking for? Like, all these other kids wrote these, like, essays. Like, it's philosophy. There's no right answer. And he told me, like, this is months later when I saw him, he goes, you're not wrong. He goes, but I just knew you were going to be a problem. And I go, how'd you know? And he goes, because the second class we ever had before that exam, he was talking about Socrates. Do you know the story of Socrates at all?
I mean, I've heard of him, but not really.
So Socrates basically spent all day just walking around, putting his nose into other people's business. He walked in, he asked a lot of questions.
Right.
He was a great philosopher, but it was based on asking other people questions all day. They wound up locking him up for it, and I think he died in prison. And we were talking about the great works of Socrates. So two things. I called him Socrates from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. And then I said, with all due respect, in the neighborhood I grew up in, if a guy asks a lot of questions, someone's going to punch him in the mouth because it's none of your effing business what I'm doing.
Right.
And that's just where I grew up.
Right.
Right? And he goes, yeah, that was going to be a problem.
That's when he knew. That was the warning sign.
Because I said, he goes, Mr. Carton, what do you think about Socrates? And I said, listen, I think Socrates was an a-hole. I go, and in my neighborhood, he would have been punched in the face by somebody at some point for asking too many questions.
Did you get laughs when you said that?
No.
No?
Dude, I was in the honors program. These are like,
How did you get in the honors program?
Smart. Dropped out of it, but I got in it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only way my parents let me go.
By being in the honors program?
If I did not get into the honors program, they were not going to let me go to college.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you pushed yourself, got in the honors program.
I didn't even know.
And then said, I don't want to be here, and got the hell out.
And then the last story I'll tell you about that, and we'll take your calls real quick. My brother went to Dartmouth, and I had an honors psychology class. So my brother had psychology at Dartmouth, and he got like an A- on a psychology paper. So home for Thanksgiving one year, I took his psychology paper, and I rewrote it, and I turned it in at Syracuse. And I got a C- on it. And I was so pissed because it was an A- at Dartmouth. And I couldn't say that to him. Like, it burned me up so much. I dropped out of the honors program.
Wow.
I'm like, if an A- at Dartmouth is a C- at Syracuse, I'm out.
That's really fascinating.
Yeah.
I'm glad you could finally come clean about that.
Yeah.
Because it is amazing that the same freaking term paper is getting a completely different grade.
I remember exactly what it was about, too.
Huh.
It was about the negative impact that cartoons had on kids. Because there was a rash of kids pretending to be Superman, putting on a fake cape,
right,
and jumping off buildings.
Huh.
And then they started talking about like Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner,
right,
and all the violence in the cartoons we grew up with.
Yeah.
They're very violent.
Oh, yeah.
And no how doubt. Cartoons of the 70s and early 80s were actually bad for the developmental growth of children.
Interesting.
Which I don't adhere to. I don't believe that.
But that's an interesting term paper, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, but kids were flying off buildings.
Right.
You know, dying.
And you got
can't
a C
fly.
Minus out of that.
I got a C minus on an A minus paper.
Huh.
I go, that's it.
Yeah, that would rankle me.
Yeah, I called home. I said, I'm out of the honors program. They're like, you got kicked out. You're coming home. I go, no, I dropped out. Why? I don't know. I want to get stoned and drink. Too much work. Here's Keith in Babylon. Keith, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, fellas. Really glad to talk to you. Thanks so much. Evan, I think you earned some combat pay for sitting next to that guy every day from 2 to 7.
Thank you.
But my blame poll candidate is Brian Kelly. I hope he chokes on his gumbo
not
for
only-
leaving Andy the way he did.
Y'all listen here now. Not only that, Keith, and I'm with you on that, the best thing that could happen for us, guys like you and I, who think what Brian Kelly did was douchey and backstabbing, is Notre Dame gets into the tournament and wins. Now, I hate Notre Dame with a passion. I do, for a million reasons, right? But he just did something that I thought was undoable. He made Notre Dame sympathetic.
He did. No, he did, because it works for me, too. I've never rooted, or very rarely have I rooted for Notre Dame. And I find myself excited about this weekend in college football, and I am the definition of a casual college football fan.
You want Michigan, Iowa, right?
But if certain things go their way, like Georgia knocks off Alabama in the SEC championship game, either Cincinnati or Michigan lose their conference championship game, it could open up a road to Notre Dame getting in the college football playoff. And if they did, that would be awesome to see him go.
By the way, Georgia's going to blow Alabama out.
Probably.
It's not going to be competitive.
And that should eliminate Alabama, though I think there are many on the committee that would still want to have them in the college football playoff.
Well, if they win, they're in.
Well, no, I know if they win, they're in, but there's a chance if they lose a close game, they could get in.
I think Georgia's in either way.
Well, that's done, yes.
Yeah, but I think Georgia blows them out. Alabama's not a normal Alabama team this year. They ain't that good.
Well, they're 6-point underdogs, and I think they had a streak of amount of games in a row. And I'm not saying this for gambling purposes, more just to show how dominant they've been. They had been favorites for an absurd amount of time in a row until this point of being an underdog.
Right? Yeah, I can see that.
Crazy.
Here's Gerard, pardon me, in Long Island. How are you doing there, Gerard?
What's up, guys? How are you?
What's up, kid?
What's up?
Listen, just looking to inject some positive vibes into the studio on this fine Friday.
Let's do it.
I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm a 22-year-old listener, and I think you guys all do an exceptional job at what you do. I'm actually in the middle of studying broadcast and journalism, and I think guys like you are who we have to thank to keep sport talk show radio going.
Yeah, well, more importantly, a call's back in 3 years, okay?
Oh, definitely. I hope you two are
kidding,
still around.
Well, there's no chance we will be, but
there's no chance.
I'm just teasing. Listen, it's very nice of you to say. If you ever need advice or help in your budding broadcast journalism career, you reach out to evan.roberts@audacy.com. That's Evan's personal email
here.
Damn
right.
He'll make sure he holds your hand through all of it, okay?
And I'll also explain Craig's joke about calling back in 3 years. Yeah. You'll find it really funny, trust me.
I'll look forward to that. Listen, go Jets this Sunday.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
By the way, real quick, just to get it on record, 92 consecutive games.
Was that
Alabama had been a favorite until tomorrow against Georgia.
What's that? That's 8 years of games, right?
I mean, essentially.
And bowl games.
More than that, probably.
Well, 7.5, 8, probably.
Yeah, something like that.
With championship games and bowl
games.
That's
insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Pretty.
That's how dominant they've been. So we'll see.
You want Steve or Nick before the break and your guys' lousy picks? Well, Nick's got a rap for us, so I definitely want to hear that. But so let's do both. Steve's in Massapequa. Steve, you're the last blame poll call, and then we got to degrease it and put it back in its case. Go ahead.
You got it, man. I want to put you on the blame poll, Greg, because you're getting the Julius Randle commentary so wrong.
Is that right? Okay.
It should be the difference. He is the only thing that makes the Knicks watchable. I don't watch the Knicks for 10 years. But everybody knows you can't win in the NBA with one star. The Nets can't win with three stars. Not that anybody would care if they did or didn't. But you can't win with one star player. LeBron can't win with one star player. Nobody can. Julius' nickname is The Difference. because he's been the difference for the franchise. I'll turn the Knick game on this week.
But how the difference?
Not had a dunk.
Listen, I agree. Julius Randle has been great here. Great. I'm not saying he's not.
The difference. He's been the difference.
The difference of what? We're 500, bro.
Watching a Knick game or not watching?
He's got the Salicata idea of we're watchable. That's a success. We're good.
I'm not
a star player.
No, listen. I agree. I agree with that part of it. So we're in lockstep on that. The problem is that I guess I'm being a little greedy. I'm not expecting a championship, but I want more than just watchable.
Well, but also our last caller is making a huge mistake that we should call him out on. He implied Julius Randle is a star player on the level of LeBron James and Kevin Durant.
He's not even close.
And he's not.
No.
So when you say, hey, in the NBA.
He's the next level, but he's not that level.
In the NBA, you can't win with one superstar, which isn't necessarily true. I think the way it's built right now, yes.
Yes.
But in the past, that's not true. But if that's your point, Julius Randle's not the one superstar player. You want to say that's Kevin Durant because clearly he is? Sure. You want to say. Because by the way, right now. Who is the favorite to win an NBA championship, in your opinion?
Golden State.
The Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Okay. Right now, with the start they're off to.
Yeah.
How many superstar players do they have?
One.
Oh, they have one?
Yeah.
What was our last caller's
point? Draymond Green's great at what he does, but he's not that level.
Okay,
player.
So what was our last caller's point again?
Yeah, I'm with you. But what you're yelling at me.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm passionately talking. Don't confuse yelling and the passion of sports.
And by the way, they didn't win a title yet.
I know.
And Clay is coming back.
I know.
Yes, you do. Yes,
listen,
you do.
I'm not worried about the Warriors because I got to get to the Warriors.
Listen,
okay?
No.
When I get past Chicago and Miami and the big bad Milwaukee Bucks, I would love to have a week's worth of shows where we're worried about the Golden State Warriors.
Listen.
But in this moment, we are not worried about the Warriors because we got to get there. Now go ahead.
Milwaukee's the closest, but outside of Milwaukee last year, you can go back more than two decades. Nobody's won a championship without at least two great players. Detroit Pistons are the last team that probably did.
The Dallas Mavericks. They had one great player. Dirk Nowitzki. Jason Kidd was a shell of his former self. So there's an example.
What year was that?
That was 2011.
So that's 10 years ago. I'd have to go back and look at that. I'll go back and look at
that. What do you mean look at that? I just told you. It's factual. You can't argue that.
No. They did have Jason Kidd on the roster.
Jason Kidd was not a superstar
player.
I'll go
back and look at it for
you. Okay, I'll give you another one. I just got another one in my head.
Good.
The San Antonio Spurs, when they won that title against Miami, how many superstars did they have in that moment?
Well, they had three really great players.
Really
did they
good,
not?
Really good.
They certainly did.
Superstars.
All right, how many Hall of Famers are on that roster?
That's not fair.
Oh.
That's not fair.
Changing the ball game.
No, because if you look at that team, who was a superstar? Duncan at 37?
I have to interrupt you for one
second.
Tony
Parker? No. Go ahead.
We need to put the blame pole back in its case.
I'm sorry.
I took it out. You got to put it back.
Where am I putting it?
It'll be degreased case. And back in its case it goes. See you next Friday, blame pole. Friday's at 5. She comes out to play. And she's back in her case. She'll be degreased. And then next Friday at 5, she'll come out again. Thank you for that. All right, before we take the break, you get the picks. Knick is in the Bronx. Sorry if I interrupted your San Antonio Spurs point there. But, you know, you can do that with Maggie and McLovin in a couple months on the National Network we no one cares about. Knick, go right ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? So, yeah, I got a rap for you guys. And maybe if you like it, you could open the show with it.
Yeah. Do you need a bed, a music bed, or you want to do an a cappella?
I'll do it a cappella.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Welcome to the fan, my main man, Pots and Pans. Craig and Evan talking sports, and you're the fan. Best show on the air, you know I'm not lying. Can't compete with Craig and Evan, so stop trying. Coming at you live from New York City. Town fair tire, studio looking pretty. We're talking Yankees and Mets, Giants and Jets, Nets and Knicks. Got something on your mind? Call 877-337-6666. Let's go.
Wow.
I'd like to hear it with a beat, actually.
That's not bad.
I'd like to hear that.
It definitely needs a beat.
I'll tell you what. I'll put you on hold. We'll get your number. Assuming you're vaccinated, we'll have you come into the studio next couple weeks before Christmas, and we'll have you lay it down for us with a beat live, okay?
Pretty good.
Sounds good, man. Thank you.
All right, kid. All right, hold on one second. Thomas will get to you at some point.
Very, very good.
If you know any hot Instagram models, he's looking for them, too. Real quick, did you see? So Brittany Renner is a well-known Instagram model. She got knocked up by P.J. Washington.
Yes.
NBA player, Charlotte Hornets, last I remember. And
still she, there.
Okay, and she's getting $200,000 a month in child support.
Right.
So there's a thought amongst a lot of professional athletes, hey, A, wear a condom, obviously, but B, be careful. There's a lot of women out there, believe it or not, that are looking just to get pregnant so that they don't have to do anything the rest of their lives. You have to support them for the next 18 because you knocked them up. Whether you want to be a father or a husband or not, you got them pregnant, you got to pay, right? So Deion Sanders, who's also a college coach, where, Evan?
Where is he?
Jackson
now?
State, that's
Jackson
correct.
Jackson State, thank you.
He brought Brittany Renner in to talk to the young men that play football for him.
That's actually really smart.
To explain to them. Now, I'm not sure if she said, listen, I got knocked up on purpose. My goal was to get pregnant, you know, that kind of thing. So I can't speak to that. But she spoke to them to talk about the overall landscape of young virile men who have a potential to make money as pro athletes or businessmen, or I guess it applies to any walk of life, to be careful that there's women out there, notably Instagram models, who are looking for that, and that's what they want, and to be smart about it. So the story went viral today, and I'm thinking about saying, wow, you basically brought a hooker in to talk to the guys, right? And I don't mean any disrespect, but that's what a lot of these Instagram models are. Not all of them, of course. Some of them, you know, are brain surgeons.
Are they?
Sure. But she's so, and then I thought about it, I go, you know what? That's a genius move.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's real.
Yeah.
And it'd be great if other like schools and coaches for young men, like, I always thought there should be a class when you're a senior in high school just called Life. Just called Life. Roundtable classroom where you have a professor, a teacher who might, you know, just speak from life experience or bring people in to go over life. How to balance a checkbook, how to mail a letter, how to whatever, right? But bringing in, you know, an Instagram model who got knocked up, is getting 200 grand a month for the next 18 years of her life, so she's good. That's $2.4 million a year, right?
Mm.
Is, I think, a genius move.
I completely agree.
No?
Because how else would kids learn?
Right.
Wouldn't they learn from seeing the experience, hearing about the experience firsthand?
You mean, she doesn't love me?
Right.
She told me she loved me. I was her only love. Yeah, she told the entire offensive line that.
But isn't it, I hate to bring up something serious, but isn't it similar to when you go to places and talk about the addiction you had to gambling?
I hope so, yeah.
Because
peace out, SNY. Have a good weekend. Grub up, universe.
Hearing just stories about it, this is why gambling can be bad. This is where it can lead is one thing. Hearing from someone who experienced it,
I always think that's better.
Completely different.
Yeah,
it's and it like, gets more at home.
I'll give you an example. So I am a responsible gambling ambassador for FanDuel. Right, we just filmed a video that hopefully will see the light of day soon. I'll be talking on college campuses coming up next year about gambling and all that stuff. And I'm proud of that. And I hope that, you know, we make a difference nationwide based on my experience. Yeah. So I'll give you an example. Caesars announced something with the Manning brothers, a responsible gambling something. And to me, that's problematic because the Mannings know nothing about gambling.
Right. They're just, it's just a famous name.
They're all getting a check. It's Archie, it's Peyton, it's Eli. They're getting a check to be the face of Caesars Gaming. And I saw the announcement, and to promote responsible gambling. They know nothing about gambling.
Right.
And they certainly know nothing, to my knowledge, about being a gambling addict. So we're going to use their celebrity to try to get more customers. FanDuel with me is not doing that. They're not. You're going to use my platform, and I'm going to use theirs, to try to warn people about the potential dangers of it. I lived it. Cost me my everything, obviously, right? So I can speak to it. So, yes, you're right. Bringing an Instagram model in who got pregnant, is getting $2.4 million a year for the next 18 years of her life, so she's set financially, is a great person to talk to young guys who are being approached by Instagram models. Right. I think it's genius.
I do too. Good job by Dion.
Coming up, bad picks, bad segue. That's the way it goes. It's Carton and Roberts on the phone.
I know something about bad segues.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.